This past week, we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And that was the beginning of the first Advent, where Mary agreed to give Christ a human body. And so it was there that Christ first offered himself as a God and human being for the salvation of mankind. And so it's always something, a very special feast for us to remember. That was the first time that the man Jesus was acting for us as God and as a human being. And it's a reminder to us that this gives us, first of all, to show us how close Mary played in our redemption, that she gave Christ his body. And it's a reminder to us of how much God valued us. You know, when the angels were tested, God did not become an angel. But when we failed, Adam and Eve did, God became a human being. So we can see where we're very special in the eyes of God. And that's a reminder to us, this is why the church always has been opposed to abortion. Because Christ came down as the very beginning of a human being to offer the redemption to all human beings. And so he even says, I'm offering that to those who were put to death before they were born. And so this is what this Advent reminds us of every year, that from the very first moment of conception, God instilled the human person. And that's why we're always opposed to it, because it's trying to eliminate something that God did for us. And it should be a reminder to us that the gospel today also has to do with John the Baptist, where he was finally going to give his life by being beheaded. And it's a reminder that he gave his all to proclaim the becoming of Christ, and that we should strive to be the same, that we're willing to really bring the message of Christ's love and forgiveness to the world every day of our lives, because it's that important that we let the world know how valuable each one of us is to God. Because abortion treats a human being as if he's of no value at all. He can be eliminated whenever it's inconvenient for people. And we should remember we're welcoming Christ, because that shows that God thinks so much of us that he was willing to become one of us. That's how important a human being is.